What's going on, AfterBuzz family? It's time for the Married to Medicine After Show. Now, check this out. Tonight, we got a very special reunion with lots of shade, of course, because it wouldn't be Married to Medicine without shade, plenty of wigs, love the do's, and an appearance from Satan. We'll get into that on the Married to Medicine After Show, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh yeah.
The fancy cars, the women and the caviar. You know who we are, cause we pimping all over the world.
The cars, I got a remix for this.
Hey.
It goes like this. What? Hey, what? You know who we are, cause we buzzing all over the world. The world. You look like AfterBuzz tonight, baby.
I'm representing
all over the world, baby.
With all that yellow on, we buzzing all over the world, baby. Me and Luda and Richie Scott,
hey,
buzzing all over the world, baby.
How you doing?
Hey,
how
it feels
doing?
So good to be back because we've been
doing?
All around the world.
We have been,
man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AfterBuzz TV presents Married to Medicine. Tonight we're covering episodes 14 through 16. You read and heard that right, because we have been gone for a little bit. So we're going to try to do three episodes in one, but the most important one is this reunion.
Absolutely.
Come on and get into it. First of all, to close out the season, the final two episodes,
yeah.
What did you think? Like, the final regular, like, before the playoffs, right? We're in the playoffs now, but the regular season. How did the regular season close up for you, Rich?
Well, you know what I want to say, and I've been talking to a lot of people about this, and I feel like I'm getting a lot of agreement, is that this is one of the most real, like, real reality shows that's out there right now. I've been having a lot of conversations about people who have been comparing it to, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is actually on right now as we speak as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just really saying that this to them resonates a lot more because it's really about relationships.
It's really about relationships, and it's really about career and how career and relationships intersect. But somebody said it reminded them of Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, they were just comparing it because I feel like, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta or the Real Housewives franchises tend to be a flagship shows for Bravo, right? So the fact that they put Married to Medicine, and I have to really disagree with the way this is scheduled, they put Married to Medicine on a Friday night, which to me it seems very odd because I don't know the viewership for Friday nights. I don't think it's that big. So it just baffles me that a show that's really having this much impact, mm-hmm. and I have some news and gossip about that later, is scheduled for a Friday night. It doesn't make sense to me.
Now, we film on Sundays. I know we have probably missed a few of our viewers because you think it's coming on Fridays, but that's because on a Friday night, we both have jobs outside of mm-hmm. here and other things that we're involved with. We can't get here on a Friday night. And we also can't rush home to watch this on a Friday night.
Oh.
Bravo, understand, like, some of your biggest super fans are not available on Fridays.
Right.
We have lives.
And a show this real with regards to these relationships, particularly this season, more than any other season, I think that the issues are hitting home with a lot of people.
I think that the issues that they're having are hitting home with people because more people are dealing with these issues than they would ever admit.
And they're watching it, but
they're too scared to come out and say, you know, Simone and Cecil's situation is exactly like my husband and I's situation,
yeah.
but they're too scared.
And what I will also say is that what it seems to me is that so the last two episodes of the season really solidified that thought for me. And
in case you guys didn't see it, it was about them going, tracing the roots back to Africa,
right.
and then Eugene and Toya having a party to get out of debt.
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to say is that I feel as though, having said everything that I said about, you know, them, the importance of this show and having it not be on a Friday night, I also want to say that I feel like, to me, I want to see more reality shows like this.
You want to see more reality shows like this. And I think that they have a very niche audience.
Yeah.
But how, I wonder, and I don't know the numbers about this for all of our viewers out there in the social media world. Please maybe share if you can find these stats, and I'll do my due diligence to find this. But I'm curious, how does this show measure up to a Love and Hip Hop? Right? Like, what are the numbers like in comparison? And I say that because I watch The Breakfast Club on YouTube. Shout out to DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. But I look at like who gets the most hits when they do their YouTube interviews. So you'll have someone like a Beverly Bond, who in my opinion is a very influential woman in the business of hip hop. And she only had 56,000 viewers on her interview with Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. But then you have someone like a Cardi B who started off on Love & Hip Hop and she had 4 million views on The Breakfast Club. So I just wonder, are people woke enough to actually absorb and understand the importance of Married to Medicine? Because I don't know. I think you have to be at a certain point in your life to get why this show is so good and impactful.
You might be right about that.
Like, I just don't know. Like, you know, for those of you guys who are fairly new to AfterBuzz, Rich and I cover a few shows together. Is the Married to Medicine crew and Braxton Family Values, I think they have a similar group. But is Married to Medicine and Insecure, the other show that I host on, will the people from Insecure really get down with Married to Medicine? I don't know. Like, it's all demographic. Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't necessarily know that.
Sorry, this is Brianna in the booth over here. I just looked up the numbers for Married to Medicine to Love and Hip Hop just because that's what you threw out. Married to Medicine, the last episode that they have the numbers for is number 14, DNA D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they got about 0.77, so almost a million. And
Love and Hip Hop will always be like 1 point
like
something.
1.81 for their last
episode. And not one person on Love and Hip Hop has a degree. 1.8 million viewers and not one person on that cast has a degree or real job. And I'm not saying that you have to have a degree to be validated,
mm-hmm.
but it's just the point. We have a show with your fair amount of shade and cattiness, but with women who are educated with real careers and they're not getting the numbers in comparison. So I hope that Bravo does their due diligence to put them in a better position.
Right, because I was about to say those numbers could be a reflection of the night that they're placed on.
They need to change it.
They need to change that. And to me, what it seems like is with Bravo and sometimes I have to even admit just actually being on that network.
Come on, don't mess up your paycheck.
I'm not going to mess up my paycheck, but what I will say is this. There's an opportunity there because if you have a lead-in show like Real Housewives of Atlanta, which definitely does big numbers typically, I think, on a Sunday night, logically speaking, I feel like you would put Married to Medicine on right after that.
Well, I'm confused why Married to Medicine, it used to be on Sunday nights.
It started like that.
That's how I got introduced to it because it came on after Real Housewives of Atlanta. And to be honest, I have stopped watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. I do not care.
I haven't watched it.
I'll watch it if I have.
I've watched it, but I haven't been as avid, like, excited about it as I used to be.
I'll watch it if I have a nice bottle of chilled white wine, just ready, waiting, and maybe some nice candles, chilling in my house. The house is clean, my laundry's done, and I'm just chilling. Yeah. I ain't got nothing else to do. Okay, cool. But I hope that they do the right job by reviewing this season, looking at the numbers, and putting it back on Sundays, because that Tyrone with Love, whatever that is, whoever they are, whoever those women is, they could be on Friday. They could slowly build up to a better time slot.
They could be on Friday.
I feel like time slots are something that
Time slots are completely important.
They're important, but they're earned. It's kind of like playing time. I'm a sports girl. You can't just jump into the starting lineup until you've proven yourself. Why in the hell is Tyrone with Love getting a primo spot? And Married to Medicine has been doing numbers and impacting this community for years. I don't understand that.
I don't either. And I felt, you know, I don't know. I felt the same way with,
well,
in particularly, I don't know. I would say I felt the same way with my show, actually. I did.
True.
And then, luckily, what happened was they put Beverly Hills Housewives on right before our show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started, I think the numbers started to go up after that because people were still tuned in from that show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's weird.
You,
I don't know.
You live, you learn, and then you get some loves. You know what I would love to know? Do you have any news, since you are a Bravo insider? Like, do you have any Bravo insider news regarding this show? Like, Anything our
yes,
fans?
Yes, I do have a little bit of news, guys. If you guys want some, a little tasty treat that I did pick
up. Tell me, Daddy.
So, in news and gossip, what I will say is that I don't know if you guys, and you guys should follow him. His name is James Knox on Instagram and Twitter. And I hope I'm not doing myself a disservice by mentioning that, but I think he's an amazing guy. We follow each other. He's a producer on several of the Bravo shows. He just finished a stint on Real Housewives of New York. And he's headed back to Atlanta right now, per his Instagram and his Twitter. And he is about to jumpstart filming into Married to Medicine for the next season. Mm. So they're ready to start filming right now.
So basically, you and I are not going to get a break.
No.
Because this season, no. We started Married to Medicine before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It is damn near Easter.
Yeah. And I you know, I'm excited about it because to me, what that tells me is that this season was so amazingly riveting and just filled with like so much like content that the network realized we need to jump right back on this and get and find out what else is happening in these women's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do need to figure out what was going on not only in their lives, but in their heads, in their wigs. There was some mess going on. So, like I mentioned, this is episode 14 to 16. The first two episodes of that, 14 and 15, we were not here. We were pimping all over the world. Mm-hmm. But it kind of closed up nicely. So we are now at the reunion. First of all, I just want first reaction. Looks. Who had the best look? And who surprised you with their look? Because I was surprised by one person's look.
Okay.
But I asked you first, and then I'll say it.
All right. So let me give you my just overall thought. I actually love the whole setup and backdrop and color scheme of this reunion. I like that. Married to Medicine, I feel like they do this kind of year after year these past couple of years. They have a set theme and they stick to it. It's usually around the black and white or some form or variation of that. I really like that because I think what they did was it went from one end of the spectrum with Contessa, and ended with Quad with her jumpsuit, which was very reminiscent of what Nene wore a couple of seasons ago on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So that was very interesting to me. I'm going to have to say that one of my best dressed, one of my favorites, this is probably an odd choice, Dr. Jackie.
With the blazer.
I liked
with
that.
With that crispy white blazer.
You know what it was? It was a hard choice because I liked Simone's edginess.
I didn't like Simone's at all, but continue.
I applauded Mariah's classic look.
It was very classic.
I wanted to give it to Quad, but I felt like there was too much of a...
What? Say it.
Okay. To me, when I compared the side-by-side images of Quad's outfit with Nene's outfit, I had to give it to Nene because...
How?
Only because I feel like Quad's looked more like a background dancer.
And Nene's looked like what?
I don't know. Like, it made a bigger statement
to
me.
So basically you're saying with that outfit, who wore it best? Who ran that outfit?
I'm not saying, no, Quad always looks amazing. You know, I live for anything
Quad. So you're
Quad.
Calling Nene Gladys Knight and Quad is a pip?
That's not what I'm saying.
You just said that. You just called Nene Gladys Knight and Quad is a pip. You just said that.
Say that aloud.
Roll the footage back. roll back that beautiful bean footage. You just called Quad a pip.
I didn't say that.
Okay. So.
What'd you think?
I thought Quad was the best dressed. Mm-hmm. I just thought she did her outfit justice. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it. Do you do your outfit justice, right?
She did.
I thought Quad did a great job of that. I was not a fan of Contessa wearing yet another jumpsuit. And I think she looks great in jumpsuits, but you do
I wasn't
it
either.
All the time. And this is the time on those reunions where you are literally sitting for hours. You have four or five people primping, touching up your hair, makeup, dress. It will never be out of place. Take a risk. Now, she took one risk. Now, when they were doing the intro video, you saw them placing a wig on Contessa. I said, oh, I wonder how this is going to look. And it looked nice. I thought her wig
looked
nice.
The wig looked amazing. I felt like the wig and the jumpsuit, I felt like it wasn't, it was too much.
It's one or the other.
Right. Because it was a, I don't know, it was something about that jumpsuit that just didn't, I couldn't see it.
I couldn't make out what
the dynamics of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I knew it was a jumpsuit, and I know for a fact that she wears jumpsuits all the time. So we got to give that up.
I couldn't see past the hair.
Stop it. Same man who called Quad a pip. Now, back to Jackie's white blazer. I liked the choice of the white blazer for her because, number one, I am just a fan of white blazers.
Uh-huh.
You guys know I love my play cousin Vanessa. My play cousin Vanessa and I always talk about how if I, when in doubt, wear a white blazer.
I'm telling you, that's why I liked it.
I live for a crispy white blazer. But I also like the fact that Dr. Jackie wore a white jacket, just like a white coat. She basically played on the whole Dr. coat.
Absolutely. That's why I jazzed it, was, it up. It was something about it that I was like, I like this.
And I wish, this is what I wish. I wish that they made every doctor on the show, all the women who are actual doctors, wear a rendition of white. Like a white coat. I think that'd be very classy. Like, you could jazz it up. Hire a designer and give your own twist to it, you know, an accoutrements. Mm-hmm. But an all-white coat, something rather, for the doctors would be really fly. So let's actually get into the reunion, because we know how the season ends.
Mm-hmm.
Toya and Eugene are out of debt. Woo! Throw a party.
I'm excited about that.
Anywho, the first topic was the kids. So they talk about all the kids and, you know, the relationship with the kids. Heavenly brought up something that was a shocker to me. You have been asking me about Damon Jr. And I think every time we watch the show, you either are going to get some popcorn...
Because I love some popcorn.
Because he loves popcorn. Either you're going to get some popcorn or you're going, like, you always zone out during the times when we see Damon Jr. But we find out tonight that they've been together for 20 years and Damon Jr. is 20. And Heavenly basically suggested that she trap daddy.
Entrapment.
Entrapment. That's why he don't talk. Because he's been trapped. No, knowing what I know about Damon now and the fact that he didn't have a father growing up and all that. Heavenly seems like the type that trapped him and knew that he wasn't going to do wrong by her because he had been so wronged his whole life. She found a sucker. That I'm saying it right now. Dr. Heavenly found a sucker.
Burn.
Let it burn. Usher. So the second topic that really shook the table. So they were talking about, really shook the table. They were talking about Quad and her relationship and whatnot with Dr. G. And, A listener wrote in and basically said, you know, Quad and Dr. G, is she really giving him everything that he wants and needs? And they kind of go back to Toya mentioning that her job is to give Dr. Eugene everything that he wants. Like, that is her job. And basically, Toya said that Quad is not on her job because she hasn't given Dr. G a baby. And I just... Haven't we gone here? Haven't we said all this? I don't know why Toya felt like she needed to say that tonight.
I don't either.
We've gone back and forth about this. I don't think that was the time or place to even make that kind of polarizing statement. It just wasn't the time.
I feel like for any woman or man, I guess for that matter, who hasn't yet had a child, I don't think that you should ever use that as ammunition to make a point about someone's marriage. I just don't.
But Toya has kids, though.
Right. So what I'm saying is she should not make it a point to use that as ammunition for someone who does not have a child.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Long night. I'd be missing stuff.
Yeah, I just don't think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair either. But Quad has been very clear. Until Dr. G and her relationship gets on a page where it is loving... you know, the majority of the time, there will be no children. And I have to respect that because there are a lot of people out here who are having kids thinking, oh, we beefing, but if I have a baby, we'll be okay. And that's not always the case. Sometimes it makes it harder. And I respect Quad. I'm going to say it here. I have always been a fan of Quads. Through thick and thin, through jumpsuit to catsuit, whatever. I love Quad because she sticks to her guns.
She does.
She sticks to her guns, and you have to respect a woman like that.
To Lisa Nicole throwing that glass of water in her face, she has always stuck to her guns.
I almost said real something messed up about Lisa Nicole.
That was epic, though.
So Lisa Nicole Clout's replacement, Dr. Contessa, they kind of get into her. And Dr. Contessa, you know, for those of you guys who are really behind, fired her nanny. So if you guys missed that, her nanny is now gone, Miss Renee. The shocker, however, is they have not talked since that blow up. Are you surprised by that?
That shouldn't be no shocker. Because in real life, you shouldn't talk to her ever again.
I think she should. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Dr. Contessa has also shared that she is on the verge of basically being retired. She's like semi-retired now. But I'm going to tell you, Dr. Contessa, you would not be on this show. You wouldn't have been cast without having that polarizing figure that is Miss Renee. So you better get her back, because I can tell you right now, if you are sitting your ass at home and Dr. whatever his name is going to work, that's fine. That's dandy. But you two don't have enough to carry a storyline. They got to get her back. And this is my prediction. We're not even at prediction time. Miss Renee will be back. You bet your bottom dollar. Because if you're taking money away because you're not working, you got to keep it up with this show. This is supplementing income. You got to figure out how to keep your storyline juicy. Miss Renee will be back. I guarantee you that. She will be back. Because what is Contessa without Miss Renee? And I like Contessa. Here's the thing. I'm not saying any... Take the show away from this. Because I think people are going to get mad at me for saying it. But take the show away. She is a doctor. Military trained, can fly planes and helicopters. I'm not taking anything away from her on paper. She is much smarter than I am, much more successful. Okay, all that stuff, I'm not negating that. But for the premise of being on a show, she doesn't have enough mess going on in her just own plain life to carry a storyline. So she's going to need Miss Renee. I guarantee you, whatever Miss Renee was getting paid, it will double. Because she's going to have to braid her back into her storyline by next season. So whoever your little friend is, Mr. Knox. You know, black people, especially black women, we always say your little friend. Whoever your little friend is, Mr. Knox, look at his Instagram. I bet you'll see Miss Renee on there at some point. Because she has to come back.
That'll be interesting. I think you make some valid points, particularly because I feel like while I think that viewers, and I think we can all agree that we all like Dr. Contessa.
Contessa.
I feel like I don't necessarily know how much depth she adds to the show.
Not a damn.
Because I feel like those other women are all very, very dynamic and very, very distinct in their positions with how they stand on issues. They're just very distinct characters.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's that distinct.
With the exception of Dr. Jackie, right? I think Dr. Jackie is the only one that's kind of like, she's white bread, right? Like, she's white bread, successful on paper, has everything going for her. But Curtis made her storyline even juicier.
But think about it, though. Dr. Jackie is kind of like the antithesis of all of those other women. She's not subdued. She is very much the she would almost be like the Phaedra of that show. With the refusal to let anyone see beyond the facade of I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm successful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The picture perfect person, but year after year, we learn a little bit more. We learn about the cancer. We learn about, you know, being a survivor. We learned about now with Curtis. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So behind all of that, there is a real human being that I think that we're seeing.
She's an onion. She's definitely an onion. Absolutely. That has to peel back her layers. I certainly respect that. I think Contessa might even be an onion, but
I'm not getting it. I don't even know if I'm getting authenticity yet.
And you may never get authenticity, but I'm going to tell you this much. You're going to get Miss Renee because she needs it. But let's move on to Toya and Eugene. So like I said, we're kind of doing 14, 15, 16 all in one. Circling back, Toya and Eugene are out of debt. Contessa, Now, you say that she doesn't have substance. She stood firm on her stance that having a party to celebrate being out of debt and paying your taxes was low class. And I have to say, Dr. Contessa, I do agree with you. You think you thought it was nice? You thought it, so you would do that. So here we are. We're in tax season. For those of you guys who are small business owners, tax day is March 15th. Okay, if you own LLCs such as moi. If you are just traditional, you know, employee, it is April 15th or something like that. So you're going to celebrate doing your taxes? Might have a glass of champagne once I get through all these receipts and whatnot. But
here's
like,
the thing.
I'm not having
for the
a party.
Sake of this show, for the sake of it being the finale, for the sake of the fact that they did put their whole tax issue out on Front Street, mostly because, I mean, it's already out there anyway. I feel like personally, let me tell you something. If you, for anybody that's ever been in debt like that, I'm just going to let you know that when you get out of debt, it's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
It's a good feeling. And to me, because of that, I don't see nothing wrong with celebrating getting yourself out of debt. I feel like that if you're going to celebrate anything in life, people, celebrate getting out of debt. That's how I feel. Because that you think about it. Okay, when you are in debt, you are constantly living with a dark cloud over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You are. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about. I know it's some of y'all out there who are listening and who are watching that are in debt over your head right now.
Uncle Sam got you by the nipples.
Uncle Sam, credit cards, payday loans, or whoever else out there got. Don't even.
Because Sally got you by the nipples too.
Okay, clamped. All right. So think about it like this: you finally get yourself out of that mess, and you just like ready to like let's. Can we? I could live again.
As someone who has a little bit of debt from student loans, and you know, I pay them every month. I will be very relieved when it is over and done with.
You ain't gonna want to throw a party.
No, probably not.
Yes, you are.
I don't know.
She gonna submit that last payment. She gonna hit bloop.
I don't know.
And next thing you know, she gonna be turned up in the bar.
I'm gonna be turned up like Toya. Actually, I'm gonna be riding some, you know what? Okay, that's what I want to do when I'm out of debt. Just have me a couple of days of just some good loving. Okay, put your tongue back in your mouth.
Celebration.
You so nasty. What's your freak number?
I would probably say that my freak number is a 9.
Cause Toya's a 10.
She not no 10. Cause I only say that cause I haven't seen her previews. Never mind.
How is she not a 10? Okay.
Her husband got to consider her a 10 for her to be a 10.
So she said that she doesn't give good blowjobs to Eugene.
You're not a 10 then.
But she said that she had never had a complaint.
That don't mean
how
nothing.
How many blowjobs have you given?
If you know that you're not necessarily the best at something, then you can't consider yourself a 10 in that department, right? That doesn't make any sense.
I suppose. Okay. And Dr. Eugene, speaking of numbers, tens, fours, nines, it sounds like he has increased a number that is very significant to the bedroom. I don't know if it went from 6 to 8, but Toya is very happy since he started losing weight. We'll have to also look
She's
that
up. Because those taxes are paid.
It'll make the loving better. So the last topic before we get into the big blow up is Heavenly, and Heavenly transitions into the really big blow up. But everybody kind of just agreed that Heavenly has not done the work. She claims she's doing the work, but she hasn't done the work. And she talks about people's weight. She's talking about, and everybody's pulling her to the carpet. And all the time I'm looking at Heavenly, and I'm like, as someone who could stand to lose a few of my damn self, you don't have any space to talk about anybody's anything. You trapped your husband. You're not a size 2. Like, all the things that she throws shade about, I feel like in some way, shape, or form, she is guilty of it, whether in the present or the past. What is wrong with your girl? That's your cousin. You should call her up and ask her.
Let me say this.
Do you need prayer? Do you need a hug?
You know, I don't know. What I will say is that... You know what? Before I get into my anything about Dr. Heavenly, I got to go into this live read because I feel like, you know, we here at AfterBuzz TV, we like to celebrate the accomplishments of our fellow co-hosts, but also the people that started this journey for us. So I want to tell you a little bit about what Maria Menounos is doing right now.
What Maria do?
She's doing this. I don't know if you guys want to have a little fun, if you want to learn and grow in any aspect of your life, but for those of you who do, we have got a great podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos is a podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So you guys can catch Maria, and then you guys can catch Married to Medicine on Fridays.
See? It's either one or the other.
Or both.
So Married to Medicine, you're going to have to move because I have to listen to Maria on Fridays.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career and relationship, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out every Friday before Married to Medicine.
Heavenly. Did you hear that?
Okay, you
Heavenly
can get your life fixed, Dr. Heavenly.
Heavenly, did
listen
you hear
to
that?
This podcast.
Heavenly, you need to check out Maria Menounos' podcast about living your best life, because girl, you's a hot ass mess.
Mess.
I just want to move forward because we are running out of time. Mm-hmm. How dare. Now, was it cocky and arrogant to put up a over the top picture of yourself on your dressing room door, Mariah? Yes, a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah.
But you have. No one has the right to vandalize.
No.
Heavenly was out of line.
Absolutely not.
Allura, I am convinced that her daughter is actually older than her. Because Allura, at 12 years old, wouldn't go vandalize somebody's stuff like that. What in the hell is wrong with her? I'm telling you, had it been me, and if I had seen my door get vandalized, and I knew who did it, I would have bust her head open. Just because.
Mm-hmm.
You want to test me like that on national TV? I'm going to test you. I'm going to bust mm-hmm. your ass to the white meat.
I might have dragged her Porsche style.
And then had a seizure on the floor. I remember when Porsche beat Kenya's ass and then like had a seizure on the floor. That was so funny.
Epic.
But the reason why all this started is because Mariah had gone on Facebook and did a Facebook Live and had some big rant about Heavenly. Now, was it justified? This blow up and all this stuff started with someone else tossing a dart.
Mm-hmm.
But was that retaliation justified?
No, absolutely not. As adults, what we do is we stay on task with our arguments and with what we're upset about. So, you know, I feel like if I feel like anybody goes online and they talk about me online, then I'm going to go directly to the person to find out, okay, we need to discuss this. I'm not going to retaliate by doing something else that's completely outside of that to justify why I'm upset. I think that's childish.
Super childish. Well, Mariah didn't come back to the couch. Hopefully we'll see her next episode. But before we left, we found out the biggest story, which we kind of knew, but it's confirmation that Cecil and Simone have filed for divorce. Actually, Simone filed. They separated and she filed. But the biggest shock was it'll be done in 2 weeks. And they filmed this about a month ago. So in theory, they really could be divorced now. One of my favorite TV couples are no longer together. I'm going to go home and have a really big glass of red wine because I'm mourning. I'm really mourning.
And I think that's a Married to Medicine first.
It might be. It very well might be. Well, you know, Lisa Nicole, Clout, and Darren were always kind of like on the outs, but like an official divorce. This is big. This is very big. And we're going to learn more about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
But in between now and next week, you need to know how to find me and talk to me. But I'm going to let you tell them how to find you.
If you guys can't find her and you want to talk to me, just find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. And you guys can find her
on Instagram. Actually, I can't remember what I'm on anymore. When Sports and Pop Culture Collide, you can find me at McCall Hall of Fame on one of these platforms. Y'all, I don't care either way. But make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV across the board, AfterBuzz TV. On the finale of the reunion, the third episode, we will do a social media shout out. So we're going to shout out everybody who's been showing love and hate. It don't matter. We will shout you out in 2 weeks, okay? But in the meantime, get some rest. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.